Welcome to another episode of Introductory Wine Classes for Novices. Today, I'm going to talk about trying to understand French and Italian wines. Specifically, I'm going to talk about French wines, but I'm going to talk about this one particular challenge that I experienced in trying to learn about import wines. I wish somebody had sort of told me about this early on, and I'm going to try and simplify something that it can be very challenging when you first start getting exposed to French and Italian wines. It can be very daunting to buy Italian or French wines or any import wine because often the labels don't tell you what's in the particular bottle of wine. As we talked about in the last podcast, we got those three V's, right? Vintage, vintner, and varietal. Varietal being the types of grapes or the variety of grapes that are put in that particular wine. And you find this sometimes with domestic wines, but you often find it with French wines and Italian wines. And what you find is they don't state the varietal. They assume you should know, right? They are the French, after all, or the Italians. They assume you should know what the particular variety of wine is from the particular region. The challenge is you'll pick up a bottle of wine, and you'll look at it, and it'll have a vintage. It'll have the maker of the wine, though that can sometimes be kind of hard. The vintner is kind of hard to figure out on the bottle of wine. But then they won't state the varietal. They won't state if it's Chardonnay or a Cab or a Pinot Noir or a Pinot Grigio. They'll just state perhaps the region. And so this gets to be very challenging. But you don't want to turn, you know, you don't want to remove yourself from all this great wine coming from France and Italy. Some of the most sublime wine in the world comes out of France, comes out of Italy. In fact, 56% of the imports that come into the United States come from those two countries. The rest of the world, Australia, Argentina, Chile, Spain, New Zealand, all the others account for the remaining 44%. So there's great wine coming out of France and Italy. You just have to know how to sort of engage those bottles. And a great example of this challenge was recently I was on a flight, a United Airlines flight, and I looked at the wine list, and I saw they had a Burgundy. So I turned to the flight attendant and said, "Oh, I have a glass of the Burgundy." And she says, "Oh, we don't have a Burgundy. We only have a Cab and a wine from France." And I said, "Well, the Burgundy is from France." And she said, "Oh, the guy in the back said that's Pinot Noir." And I said, "Well, that's true, too." This is the challenge. Is that often they don't put the varietal on the bottle. It's assumed you know. And so whenever you look at a bottle of, for instance, red Burgundy, it's 99.9% chance that red Burgundy is a Pinot Noir. And if it's white, if it's a white Burgundy, there's a 99.9% chance that's Chardonnay. And they don't put it on the label. You just have to know. Now, those are different Chardonnays and different Pinot Noirs than perhaps you're going to get from California or Oregon. But the key is to know when you pick up a white Burgundy, you're having a Chardonnay. If you pick up a red Burgundy, that's a Pinot Noir. And this can get even more challenging because I'm looking at a bottle here and it says it's from Burgundy, but it says Chablis. Well, Chablis is not a varietal. Chablis is a region in Burgundy. It's the northernmost part of Burgundy. It's known for making these very steely, very minerally Chardonnays. But you have to know if it says Chablis, and you know it's a white Chablis. I don't know if they even make red Chablis, but it's a Chardonnay. And if it's Pouilly-Fousse, again, that's another region in Burgundy, and it's specifically Chardonnay. So if I read a portion of the Wikipedia entry for Chablis, it says, quote, "The Chablis region is the northernmost wine district of the Burgundy region in France. The cool climate of this region produces wines with more acidity and flavors less fruity than Chardonnay wines grown in warmer climates," end quote. So the thing to remember here is when you pick up a bottle of Chablis, it'll show the vintage, it'll show the vintner, but it's just going to say Chablis most likely. So you've got to know that Chardonnay, and not only is Chardonnay, it's more of a steely, minerally Chardonnay than one you're going to find perhaps in California, though there are some California makers who tend to make more of a lean, steely, minerally type of Chardonnay. Burgundy is not the only region in France. You'll also find a lot of wines coming out of Bordeaux. Now, there are a variety of different regions, Chateauneuf-du-Pape, the Rhone Valley, Alsace, But another big region is Bordeaux. And again, with Bordeaux, they don't put the varietals on the label. You have to know that red wines from Bordeaux consists of one of six varieties. It's sort of a blend of six different varietals, and it doesn't have to have all of them. But typically, they're either mainly Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot, with an addition of Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and what is Carmenere. I don't know if I'm saying that right. So you have to know that that's the type of wine you're getting. You're getting more of a Cab-heavy or a Merlot-heavy type of red wine. Very elegant, very beautiful. Bordeaux are just amazing. Nothing like having a steak with a Bordeaux. But you have to know, you're going to pick up a bottle of a Chateau Lafite or Chateau Margaux. Those are kind of higher-end ones, or a Guiscourt. There are a variety of different Bordeaux, dozens of them, if not hundreds. But the thing is, you need to know what the blend is because it's not going to be on the label. But you don't, it can be very daunting, but you need to know what you're getting. In general, with Bordeaux, you're getting kind of a heavier, more full-bodied, but can be very elegant type of wine. So the thing to remember when you're dealing with regions in France, they control things very closely. So typically regions are associated with specific varietals, and they don't vary from those particular varietals in general for 99.9% of the time. So keep that in mind. When you learn a region, you're also learning about the varietals, and that way when you pick up a bottle from that region, you know what you're drinking. So that's sort of my quick introduction to dealing with sort of import labels, often French and Italian labels, which can be somewhat cryptic and hard to understand. But you want to make sure you explore these types of wine. They're so wonderful, so beautiful, that you want to make sure that you delve into these types of wines. But as I said, often they don't have the varietal on there. You just have to learn. And in today's day and age, you can just pull out a phone and look up if it has a region, just put in the region, put in varietal, and it'll tell you the varietals you find in that given region to give you an indicator of what type of wine you're going to have. Now, I've just covered just two regions very lightly. It also gets a little more complex. We'll talk about that in a later podcast of these specific regions, especially when we get into that fourth V, into the vineyards, especially with Burgundy. But the key to remember here is that these foreign labels often don't have the varietal. You just need to know. They expect you to know. And as you learn, you get better at it. Now, I've only dealt with two regions. There are plenty of more regions, wonderful types of wine coming out of France. Next time, I think we'll deal with Italy, which gets even more complex. We'll talk about that later, and I'm hoping to have Helen come help us because it gets pretty complicated with Italy. We'll see you later on the next podcast. Vino Veritas, enjoy your drinking.